Why for you is health such an important dimension of development?
Poverty is really what is bringing down a lot of indicators for progress in development. So, and health, especially for neglected tropical diseases, you improve the conditions and eliminate neglected tropical diseases, you actually contribute towards the elimination of poverty. And that, we all agree, is critical to development.
What alignment of factors do you feel is helping to achieve progress in health in Sierra Leone?
Government commitment. I think these days, with a lot of emphasis on good governance, as one of the participants commented on the fact that when you have some programs like Global Fund not being as managed as you like, you have a lot of government going into trouble. And I think because that has happened before, there are now a lot of systems in place to ensure good governance and good management structures are being formulated to avoid lack of transparency. I think that is very important.
Looking at the progress in health Sierra Leone has achieved, what for you has been the most surprising finding you think should be noted in order to sustain and accelerate progress in the future?
We are here talking about neglected tropical diseases, but one of the big aspects of health that is promoted in Sierra Leone is free healthcare. And this is important because a lot of the issues related to some of the bad indicators with a low income country like Sierra Leone is to do with maternal mortality and infant mortality. And this is because these categories, demographic group of people, just don't have access to that care. So that is being provided with a lot of support from donor countries. Will that be sustainable? Because in order for that to move ahead, there have been issues around improving salaries of doctors, and they are doing that a lot now. But we don't know if that can be sustained. But it's really critical that that happens. And but then once you put a lot of emphasis and promote free healthcare, you have to then ensure that it's sustainable. That's a big question mark there. Can this be sustained without donor money?